The Radford Arsenal stretches over 4,600 acres in Montgomery and Pulaski counties. It's long topped the list of the largest polluters in Virginia due to its practice of waste disposal by outdoor burning and in on-site wells. In 2008, Bellevue Elementary School, which today sits a few miles downwind of the arsenal, was found to have some of the worst air quality in the country.
So there wasn't a lot of community outreach during that time.
Alicia Gray is spokesperson for BAE Systems, which became the operating contractor of the arsenal in 2011.
So after we took over, we just had an overwhelming response from the community that said, hey, now that you're here, can you reach out and engage with the community? We have a lot of questions, and we haven't heard from you recently. So we partnered up with the Army, and they felt passionate about it, too, that as long as we were willing to do it together, we could get out there and really start a two-way dialogue with the community.
As part of that effort, BAE added twice-yearly community meetings. This week, for the first time, representatives from the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality, the main regulator of the arsenal, will be on the panel taking questions from the public.
DEQ does understand the concerns that people are expressing, and we do take them seriously.
Bill Hayden is spokesman for DEQ.
We look at the science of what is involved with the burning or the incinerators or what other activities might be happening at the plant, and we understand that people may have additional concerns.
One of those concerns is the way pollution by the arsenal has been measured, or as some say, not measured. A recent study of nearby private wells found no evidence of water pollution. It confirmed what numerous earlier studies have also shown.
I think they need to look at air emissions and make measurements of what's getting into the air, not just estimates, not just models.
Peter DeFer teaches human health risk assessment at Virginia Commonwealth University, and he runs Environmental Stewardship Concepts, a consulting firm.
And unless we're specifically measuring water and air and soil, then we're probably going to be missing it. We probably won't get a good answer, rather than is it just meeting its requirements in the permit.
And no testing makes no sense.
That's Devon Oberlander. She's standing on a hillside near an apartment complex in Blacksburg, not far from the arsenal.
Sometimes it's a smell you can taste, kind of acrid. Sometimes it smells like sulfur. And sometimes it's just a chemical-y smell, for lack of a better word.
It's a windy afternoon today, and there is no smell here. Oberlander points out that according to its permit, the arsenal isn't allowed to burn waste in high wind. She is the spokesperson for Environmental Patriots of the New River Valley. She's convinced there's more pollution than we know coming from the arsenal, and she's made it her mission to ensure area residents know more about it.
And I grew up in a Superfund site in another state, and didn't find out about it until I'd left college and left the state. So there are kids right now here today who deserve the efforts of someone who's going to bring some sunshine to the truth on their behalf.
Oberlander says her group is not trying to shut down the arsenal, but it does want to see it open up even more about what goes on there. That's why she's urging everyone from local residents to state officials to turn out at the public meetings, like the one scheduled for this Wednesday night at the New River Valley Business Center in Radford. I'm Robbie Harris.